Wait. Phew. Shit. Okay. Oh, thank you. I was gonna cry if I missed it. I'm on the top floor and oh. Great. Of course this would happen. Just my luck. Hello, you? Of course it would happen with you here. Perfect, perfect, perfect. What are the odds, right? Whatever. What floor do you want? Well then, this will be a long ride, won't it? Hello? Doors? Close? Now? What the hell? Oh yeah. Pressing the button again. That'll totally fix it. Because that's how elevators work. You're such a bright one, aren't you, dear? Oh. Finally. Honestly, I should put a warning sign for when things get this awkward. So, how have you been? Thriving, I'm sure? Living the dream? Or are you still pulling those late nights, pretending to be the office hero, ignoring everyone in your personal life? Don't worry. I'm not expecting an answer. I already know your type. You've got it all under control, right? This is how the mastermind deals with things. Ignoring them. So swooning. No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about anything like that, okay? Not work. Not us. In fact, there is no us. It's ancient history. We're fine. I'm fine. You're you. And that's that. Right? This elevator is really taking its sweet time, huh? Figures. They'll probably find us fossiled in here. Oh no, the two co-workers who just happened to have a messy breakup got trapped together. What a headline. Okay, that was a little funny. Be honest. You're kidding, right? This did not just shut off for no reason.
Attention staff and residents. At the moment, we are currently experiencing a power outage while the building's wiring is tended to. This will be resolved within the next 10 minutes. Thank you very much.
I can't believe this is happening. I'm supposed to be in a meeting right now. Not that you care. You're probably thrilled to see me squirm, huh? A little karmic payback for whatever you think I did wrong. Oh, don't act all innocent. You always do that thing, you know, where you just look at me like I'm the bad guy, and oh, it's infuriating. You know, I'm not the villain here. I mean, okay, yeah, I said things, and maybe I shouldn't have walked out the way I did, but you weren't exactly easy to deal with either. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, you know? Relationships are hard. And you shutting me out only made it harder. So here we are, stuck in this stupid elevator. It's like the universe has some twisted sense of humor. Look, I didn't mean to sound so harsh. It's just weird being here with you. Seeing you every day at work. That's already awkward enough. And what was I even thinking recommending you this job? And now this? Like, it's like a bad rom-com, except way less cute. Do you ever think about it? Us, I mean. Not in a let's get back together way. Don't get any ideas. But, you know, just how it all went down. Yeah. Me neither. Totally moved on. Completely over it. Mostly. You know, I started seeing someone. Yeah, not that it's any of your business, but yeah. He's nice, I guess. Okay, I'm lying. I know you know when I'm lying. I always make that stupid face. I am a terrible liar. He wasn't nice at all, actually. He was a complete jerk. We hooked up once. Told me I was incredible, strong, independent, and that it was sexy. And then he ghosted me. And not in like a just doesn't text you back type of way. It's worse than that. I mean, he left my house that morning after giving me flowers. And he said all the right words and things, and then he blocked me an hour later. Can you believe that? Who does that? I think I would have rathered him just wake me up saying, hey, I just used you and now I'm gonna dip. Bye. I mean, honestly. Fuck. What? Don't look at me like that. I don't need your pity, okay? I'm fine. Seriously, it's not like I even cared that much. I barely knew him. I didn't leave you to run off and find someone better, okay? I left you because I was becoming an accessory to you. I don't need anybody but my... Hello? Yes? This is she? Wait, what? But... I've only been on my lease for like 2 months. Don't you need to wait till I renew it to up my rent? How much? Are you kidding me? No. I get it. But that's insane. I can barely afford it as is. I just moved in. Please, don't do this to me, okay? I don't remember signing anything that said that. I seriously can't... Hello? Seriously? Who the fuck hangs up on a paying tenant? No. I don't have anyone I can split it with. I'll figure it out. It's whatever. Whatever. Of course this would happen. I mean, just add it to the list, right? Because apparently life isn't hard enough already. God, this is so stupid. You know what's funny? Ever since everything ended between us. It's like nothing's gone right. I mean, I thought I could just move on, be fine, but I don't know. Just nothing feels right anymore. And it's not fair. This should be happening to you. I'm the one who had to leave. I didn't even want to leave. I'm the one who felt unappreciated. And you... Fuck. God damn it. I miss you. I miss us more than anything. And I hate myself for it because I know I'm supposed to be over this, over you. I'm not. It's not fair. It's not fair to me. Fuck. It took everything. It took every part of me. Just to walk out. To leave. It was so hard. Why is every part of me screaming to go back? I mean, I tried to be okay. I really did, but it is so hard. Everything is just falling apart, and I don't know what to do anymore. I'm sorry for everything, for how I treated you, all of it. I mean, I thought I was doing the right thing, but now... Oh, I don't know. I wanted you to step up. I wanted you to be better for me. To prove me wrong. To show me you care. To fight for us. And you didn't. Why? Did you want it to end? If you've been so devastated, why haven't you even tried? You never once call, you don't view my stories, you seem unbothered by my absence. Why would that make me happy? Why would being alone make me happy? I made it very clear. I love you, and I want you to put in the effort. Ever since I got you this job, it's like you forgot how to be romantic or to even be my boyfriend. I want my sweetheart back. I want someone to fight for me, to think I'm pretty, to swoon over me. Is that so stupid? I mean, I know over time the butterflies fade, but is it that much to ask for us to just fake it till we make it? I mean, just flowers here and there. I don't know anything. I thought you were going to be my husband. I really did. Every person I've tried to pursue things with, I crave you. What is wrong with me? Crave your laugh, your smile, those beautiful eyes, your voice, your hands, your lips. Oh, I crave every inch of you, every inch. I really missed that. When you grab my side like that when we kiss, it gives me butterflies. That's what I want again. We have 10 minutes to kill. Can I show you how much I've really missed you? Would you like that? Good. 'Cause I think I'd like it too. I fucking missed you. No man kisses me the way you do. Fuck. No boys compare to you. Oh, you're all I want. All I've been fucking craving. This is okay. You promise? You're already hard. Just from talking in the elevator? Or was it the kiss? So you do still fancy me, and here I thought you were bored of me. Well, you always were so caught up in work. I mean, every time I tried to be sexy with you, you always pushed me aside, and Do you really mean that? I'm glad you realize that I was being a bit neglected. Thank you. I know it probably takes a lot to admit something like that. And I appreciate your apology. It sounds quite genuine. And like I said, I'm sorry too. I'm not a saint, okay? I'm not the victim here. But let me show you how sorry I am. I bet you really miss this mouth of mine. Both my sweet talk and my head. Isn't that right? Yeah. Did you miss this cock? In my soft, warm mouth. Oh, my mouth missed your cock too. You know what else misses your cock? My throat. You always love when I deep throat it, don't you? You always make that face. Oh, so naughty doing this in the work elevator. Oh, you're never gonna think of it the same, are you? You love love when I'm a sloppy whore with this cock. I know you fucking do. I love being a messy slut down here looking up at you. It's so fun. Fuck. I miss this fucking cock. I could never get it out of my fucking head. Never ever. Fuck my mouth. Fuck my mouth like you used to. Come on. Use your slutty girl's throat, please. I've been such a good girl. I've missed you so much. Please, use me. Use me like you used to. It's all I've wanted. Please. Oh my fucking god, you have to make this fucking cock. Oh, I can already tell you're getting fucking close. You usually last so much longer. You must have been deprived without me around to take care of you. See, I told you all those times you were staying up late in the office. You should have been home with me. I could have been giving you head every fucking night. You finally choose me though, right, baby? Oh, yeah. Your girlfriend comes before any fucking job, isn't that right? Fuck. I come before anything else, you fucking hear me? I'm your priority. Come on, make me yours again. Yeah, come all over my fucking face in this fucking elevator. Come on. Don't fucking worry about that. I don't want to fucking think about that. Come on. Just fucking come on my face. I feel like being a dirty fucking slut. I don't care about the consequences. I don't care about anyone else. Just fucking give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Please, please, please. I'm such a good girl. Don't I deserve your cum? Please, baby, please. Oh, fuck, please. I've been craving it so fucking bad. Give me a taste of that fucking load, please. Fuck. Such a mess. Fuck. Oh, so unprofessional of me. Well, I hope you meant what you said about putting me before work. Because I really love you. I'm sorry to make it sexual so quick, but I do. I do love you. I just... I've been really fucking horny without you. I mean, fuck. But also, I've been lonely without you, and I miss you, and I miss cuddling with you, and sleeping with you, and date nights, and drives. I miss you, and I hope this means you do want to get back together. Good. Oh shit. Shit. Look, you don't happen to have a napkin or something, do you? Anything? Please. Oh, Lord. Fuck.